Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I hope everybody's staying dry outside. It's a rainy week. We've got a really good show today. Our topic is we've got some interviews with three incredible people that I've known for several years, been blessed in this business to meet some phenomenal legends. One is Denny Duran, the founder of Evangel Christian High School in Shreveport, Louisiana. We got a great interview with Denny. We've also got an interview with Ronnie Alexander, one of the greatest D coordinators ever in high school football. Started at Evangel Christian, had several D1 players go college football, like Stevie Lee to Texas, Cole Pittman, the late Cole Pittman, Chase Pittman, LSU, Philip Geiger to Texas, Byron Dawson, LSU, is a current Tulane coach, D-line coach at Tulane. Many, many more. There were several D-tackles, D-ends that Ronnie coached. He's now back at Evangel Christian. We also have a great interview with Marty Kent, one of the great kickers to come out of Shreveport, out of Northwood High School, and was a starter at Louisiana Tech. Marty Kent has a son on the team who's a kicker, who's a freshman. He's going to be pretty good. I had a chance to hang out with all these legends this past week, and we'll be back to talk a little bit more about that. Before we do the interviews, when we come back, I've got some notes that I want to share with the listening audience. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Before we get to these interviews, I want to mention that Abram Booty, the former wide receiver from LSU, brother of Josh Booty, John David Booty, their father John Booty that coached many years at Evangel Christian. Abram Booty's son is the current quarterback for Tyler Junior College in Texas. He was named the Junior College Player of the Week. Now realize this. Texas Junior College is a serious football. It's a serious league with several great programs. He was named Player of the Week with 507 yards passing in one game, 38 of 52, 8 touchdowns, and ran for 62 yards in a win that was for the ages. I mean, they had a win that was, the points was, I think they scored 69 points, Tyler Junior College, to win their game. I think it was 69 to 58. Tyler Junior College, keep up. Remember the name, General Booty. He's the son of Abram Booty. And his recruiting is going to pick up big time after that game. 507 yards passing in an elite junior college. I've watched a lot of high school football in the first 2 weeks. Actually, 3 weeks if you count North Louisiana. I'm really impressed with Neville High School. I think Anthony Allen's one of the best running backs in the state. And he's going to join that list on my list with all these other top names that you're reading about. This kid is special. We know about Will Campbell at Neville, but Anthony Allen is incredible. I mean, he is flat out incredible. As a senior, he's gotten faster. He's quicker. He's got a better burst. Not that he had a bad one to begin with, but he is just leading his team to new heights. And they have a chance to win a state title because of him. And they got a sleeper quarterback in Britt Batterford. They've got some great players around Will Campbell, and they've got some great defensive players. We'll talk more about them later in the season. I think Catholic High's got a great team. I'll watch Catholic. Ouachita's got a good team. Unfortunately, they had to play Neville early on. Scotlandville's very strong. I had a chance to see Dutchtown, East Ascension. I had a chance to see Alexandria High School. I'll watch Ruston High School, West Monroe, Acadiana, U High, Episcopal. East Feliciana's got a good little team. There's several teams I've watched in the first 3 weeks. But we'll get into that more as the season goes on. We'll start talking about top recruits. But I wanted to mention the running back from Neville, that he's really, really improved. And let me tell you something. The defensive end from Ouachita High School, Philip Bradford, who's 6'4 and a half, 6'5, about 260. He's big time, along with Inkri Sledge, a D tackle from Neville. Neville's got a lot of great D tackles. Justin Ellis is in the NFL from Neville. Rashard Lawrence from LSU, Neville. The past history of Oliver Lawrence, Toby Caston, a lot of great players on their defense, Hootie Jones. But this DeBose kid at DB is big time. And this Sledge kid, remember the name, S-L-E-D-G-E, Sledge, 6'3", 285, can run. He's number 62. He is incredible. He's LSU, play as a freshman good. LSU did not offer Justin Ellis, who ended up going to Tech and being an All-American, and he was a great player. He just got picked up. Actually, he was with Oakland for a long time. Now he's with the Ravens. And he played against his old team the other night, but now they're called Las Vegas Raiders. I keep forgetting that they're called Las Vegas Raiders. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to have our interview with legendary Denny Duran, the founder of Evangel Christian and the head coach of Evangel Christian football team, and also Marty Kent, kicker. Former kicker from Evangel Christian. We'll be right back.
If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medine's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors.
Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I hope you're enjoying the show. I know it's wet out there. Everybody stay safe on the road. If you're driving, please be safe. We got to get through another really bad week of rain all week. In this segment, we're going to talk to head coach Denny Duran, a legend, the founder of Evangel Christian High School, and Marty Kent, former kicker from Northwood High School, and Louisiana Tech. Check this interview. Check this interview out. Check this out.
I'm at the Dutchtown Evangel Christian game. I'm glad to see our friends from North Louisiana down. Evangel Christian. I ran into one of the greatest kickers ever come out of Louisiana, Marty Kent, a Tech great. Marty, good to see you here, and good to finally meet you in person.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. I appreciate the kind words. So. It's nice to be here. My son is starting his career at Evangel. So.
And then Denny just walked up, and Dan Newman's here, former owner of the Voodoo. And
I love this guy. Hey, buddy.
Good.
Coach, we're just doing a natural narrative little
all
talk.
All right. Good.
Glad to see you, man.
It's good to see you, Lee. Really, as always is, man. This is always fun to get here on Friday night and play football.
What is it? Y'all been watching South Louisiana lately, I guess, with all the Hurricane Ida. And mm-hmm. y'all had y'all share of storms and freezes. And
we've had some stuff. But, you know, these guys are so resilient down here. It's just amazing how they now have gotten into the rhythm of helping each other. And churches and civic organizations and cities and schools all pitching in, doing yeah. their job. It's so inspiring to see how that these people recover from this kind of tragic thing that just rolls through here every few years. But you know, I have full faith in the people of Louisiana, their resilience.
I hate to put you on the spot, game day, but what year did you start Evangel? Just so people can appreciate
1989.
The year I got out of high school.
There you go.
And I, you know, in the past I talked to Bob Brunet.
Yeah,
and that's how I knew who you were when I was younger, like early 20s. And he played for the Redskins, and I know you were with the Redskins. Yeah. But your story, walking away for God, you know, giving up the NFL, and I just love that story.
Thank you.
What you did with Evangel. And look, I know you got a young team this year. Last year they were all freshmen, eighth graders.
They were. And let me just say this to you.
Still young.
I'm enjoying it more than any coaching I've done in my life. Both the last four games last year is when I took over.
Yeah.
And this year has been the most rewarding amazing year of my life coaching these kids. I wouldn't trade them for anything. And I'm, you know, we're playing against a powerful football team tonight, a powerhouse. And, you know, with a great running back that just signed with Tennessee and, you know, nifty little quarterback, great linebackers. And I can't wait to see my kids play. I'm so fired up. And they're fired up. If you look at them right now. There's not a – I don't know if anybody out here has a butterfly.
It's a great venue. I was actually out here last night, Coach, with East Ascension in Scotlandville, and they probably had about 3,900 people.
Wow.
Locally, almost 4,000.
My gosh.
Marty, what do you think, man? I mean, you've been doing this for a while, and you see Coach out here still having fun. And I mean, what do you think about the game today?
You know, anytime I'm around Pastor Denny and just listen to him talk about this group and his career and how he feels about this team, it just inspires me. And I tell you, the one thing that sticks out about me and this team is what Pastor Denny's been working on is really discipling these kids. And I'm just fortunate that my ninth grader is a part of it. And it's a blessing. And
these kids have been in Bible classes for 30 minutes every day from the 1st of January. And so, you know, I told them, I said, when you get out of the school, I said, I'm going to see to it that you know the Bible better than probably anybody in your family. And so they are, you know, they're coming to life with the Word of God inside of them. It's really fun. It's affected every, you know, part of what they do, honestly. It really, really has.
And I to add to that, every day my boy comes in from practice and I say, hey, how'd it go today? And he goes, well, here's what I learned in the Bible.
Yeah.
And I go, well, how was football? Because that's always, he's learned that that's secondary.
Right.
And now, let me ask you something about football here, because I'm going to have to go over here with my team.
Yeah.
But these guys appear to be really a lot, very St. Thomas Moore-ish.
Yes.
Like, I don't, like, even on film, I didn't see a lot of big guys.
Right. They're just clones.
They just play hard.
Yeah, it's like 100 Notre Dame players.
That's right. They just get after it.
Yeah.
The last
3 years, Denny, they've had, they haven't had any Eric Reeds or Eddie Lacy's or, you know, guys like that, Kelvin York, but they've just got committed players.
And yeah.
It's going to be a great.
And they play harder than you play.
Right.
That's what they do.
Right.
That's what I've been telling my boys.
Disciplined,
you know,
players.
And
I got to tell Marty this. I feel for you after that Tech State game. That Louisiana Tech State game.
Yeah.
Tech had them with 21 points. I was pulling for the Texters.
Well, last week, without a quarterback, we were up 20-6.
right.
Without a quarterback. Right. And that was so you had disappointment on both.
Event, yeah, you're talking about your team.
You know,
yeah.
you and I both as Tech guys.
Yeah.
We lost two like that.
We lost two
in 1 week. You know, I'm going to be with these boys. Lee, thank you.
Good seeing you.
So good seeing you.
Good seeing you, man.
I love what you do for kids.
Thank you, man.
For all of us. Thank you.
Marty, they found a quarterback at Tech. Austin Kendall's a pretty good quarterback.
He is a really good quarterback. What is he?
Fifth year, sixth year, maybe? Because he left Oklahoma, then he went to West Virginia.
Right, so he's only got this year, I guess, but hey, I'll take it.
They got some stud receivers. The kid from Tennessee is really good, the big receiver. Barnes has taken over for his brother.
Yeah, you know.
A kicker.
You know, here's the deal. All kickers are going to kick a bad ball every now and then. You hate for it to be that ball.
Right.
And it is what it is. But you know what? I talked to him when he was in high school. And so I reached out to him during just through Facebook, and I just sent him just a message just saying, hey, man, don't let that – it doesn't define you. That one kick doesn't define you. So.
Right. And his dad is a great person.
Yes,
he's been working with
him.
He'll be fine. Since they were little.
He'll be fine.
I met him at Woodlawn. I remember watching the young one, Marty, not playing and watching him kick off warm-ups.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's the next one.
That's right.
You know, he's hitting the end zone as a freshman on kickoffs. And, just some young kids that listen statewide, and you were a great kicker at Tech and did a great job, NFL, the whole deal. But I always stress, and I didn't even play kicker, but just scouting. They look at the kickoffs and how deep you go in the end zone now for college coaches and field goals now. It's not just field goals.
Yeah. You've really got to be able to kick off the ball well. really good hang time. You know, things that, you know, in high school, we want the ball to go to the end zone. Ball, I mean, anybody right. does because right. the ball's dead. But I think the reality is when you go to college, you got to be able to kick the ball in the air. And so I tell you, and you probably don't know this, Lee, but we've got some exceptional. There's a kid at Parkway High School who's exceptional right now.
You like him?
He's exceptional.
I've seen him, but I didn't know how advanced he got this
year. He's a sophomore.
Okay.
He's only a sophomore.
Okay.
There's a kid that has to sit out this year because he was
transferred.
He transferred over to Bird. His name's Abram Murray, and he's special too. So we've got two special ones there. And you know, I'm a little biased to my child, obviously.
Only freshman though.
He just turned 15.
Oh, so he's really young.
He's
really
a baby. He's 105 pounds.
Oh yeah, I know.
So he had 3 field goals last week.
Not bad.
And I laughed at him. I told him this after the game. He didn't know this. I said I attempted 3 field goals in high school.
Total.
And
Marty, tell everybody where you went to high school.
I went to Northwood High School.
Northwood.
I'm a proud Falcon.
I call it the Texas Longhorn jersey.
That's right.
They have that burnt Texas uniform, the same look.
Yeah, so when I was there, it was kind of strange. When I was there, they had this teal and orange thing going on for a few years. And so I thought it was nice, but I guess they went back to Texas, which is fine. I'm proud to say I'm from Northwood.
Your old high school Northwood's got a heck of a quarterback, and
yeah,
they've got some good football players over there.
They're a good football team. It's a good program. They're really doing a great job, in my opinion.
Marty, you living in Shreveport these days? You're in Shreveport?
I do. I live in town, if you would.
Okay.
Away from Northwood, by virtue, and. You know, my reasoning for having my boys at Evangelist really just kind of goes back to what Denny was talking about earlier. I really want him to learn more about Jesus than anything else.
Yeah.
All the other things do matter, but Jesus matters the most.
Yeah. So, it's relationship with God. You know,
absolutely.
And football. Football is like a lanyard.
I mean, that's
part of your life. You might not get to play college ball like Marty Kent.
Well, yeah, right. And you know, and heck, you know, Marty. This guy almost didn't get a chance.
Right. You had to do it the hard way.
I did. But you know what? I learned a lot doing it the hard way.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of guys that have to do it that way
will
work harder.
It's good seeing Dan out here still. You know, Dan's still here.
He's
Newman.
He's like a second father to me.
And 5-hour trip, huh? Did you come down on the bus too?
No, Dan and I drove down.
Yeah,
about 4.5 hours. It was a pretty good ride. So it was had to ride with Dan if it was a negative. But,
he had a show on or anything or
no.
I actually listened to it.
It's good.
I actually Facebooked Dan probably about a year ago and told him I knew him over the years. I'd never met him. And he had a great, great podcast.
He does. He has a great
podcast. If you
podcast.
Want to listen to a political
podcast. Truth News Net is great. It is really great. Yeah, I agree.
Any final thoughts? This goes statewide, Marty. Anything about, I know it's Friday night. We're about to get close to kickoff here. And I know you're helping with a little kicking coaching maybe.
No,
huh?
No? You know.
No,
I'm,
you're not.
I'm just a daddy. You know,
I
was in that role for a while. I just decided, you know, I just want to be a daddy for a year or two. Before he's said and done, I may ask to coach again.
Yeah.
But
let him graduate first.
I want him
maybe.
To learn a little bit, you know, on his own instead of me teaching him, so to speak.
Yeah.
So, you know, I it's a great opportunity. This is a great. I mean, what a great atmosphere for football. And you know, we are rebuilding. It, you know, it sounds like they're in a bit of a rebuilding phase too. So, you know, it's going to be a good football game.
Good to see you, Marty.
My
and I'm
going
to sit here and enjoy and take it in. Good to see everybody.
My pleasure. Good
All right,
talking
man.
To you.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have our interview with Ronnie Alexander, the new defensive coordinator for Evangel Christian, who started his career at Evangel Christian. We'll be right back. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company, located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Welcome back. I hope you're enjoying the interviews. We're going to go ahead and continue our Subject this segment will be, topic will be our interview with Ronnie Alexander, the, I call the architect of Evangel Christian in the beginning with Denny Duran. He produced over 30 Division I defensive tackles, defensive ends to college football in about a 9-year period. He ended up being a coach, an assistant coach at Calvary Baptist for a few years. And he spent a couple of years at Red River High School. And actually, he had to overcome a really severe injury in football practice 2 years ago where he accidentally was hit by a player and really, really had a long road back to recovery. Really was hurt bad. Just, you know, he actually has been out for 2 years. And Ronnie's back with Evangel Christian. He's healthy again. He's coaching. He's a legend. Check this interview out. I had a chance to talk to Ronnie at their football game against Dutchtown High School. Ronnie Alexander. They call him Spot.
Coach Ronnie, I'm gonna call you Bubba Alexander. Well, your son's Bubba. You went by, what's your nickname?
Spot.
I should know that. But I knew you had one of the greatest nicknames ever from meeting you years ago at Evangel. And now you're back, man. I didn't even know you were back. Good to see you, man.
Yes, and I'm happy to be back, just to be back in coaching.
I mean, I know you're recovering from an injury, practice, a freak injury, you know. Kind of set you back, but you're back now.
Yep.
You coached a little bit at Red River. I know you're at Calvary Baptist. The old days, prior, man, at Evangel.
Mm-hmm.
And now back where you started.
Back at home.
Back with Denny and y'all working with some tough kids, young guys.
Yep, we have a lot of young kids, but, you know, they're great kids and they're work-oriented. And, you know, that's what you're looking for.
For people that don't know, I was just getting your reaction. I know your son is Bubba.
Yeah.
And he played at LSU and was a great linebacker for you at Evangel. But how's your son doing? He's still in Lafayette?
Yes, he's still in Lafayette, doing well. Just found out today that he's going to have his fifth child.
Whoa.
So. But
you're going to be busy around the holidays. Busier.
Yes.
Five, huh? Is that how many you got total? How many?
Grandchildren, I think. 12.
Wow. Y'all draw?
Huh?
Do y'all draw for gifts?
Oh. Well, I wish.
You wish.
No.
One of the greatest deep coordinators I've ever met in high school, and I know you were great at Tech. And I told Marty just a minute ago that I was watching that Tech game against State. And I'm like, man, they did it. You know, with about, 10 minutes left?
Yeah.
Winning by 20. Cruising.
I thought they had it.
I thought it was over. Kill
yeah.
clock. The clock is going to run
if they'd
out.
If they had Marty, it would have been a win.
But they found a quarterback, huh? From transfer quarterback from West
Virginia. Yeah, I'm not sure where he's from, but I know I was really impressed with him.
Can't believe. How many years? What year did you play at? Tell all them young listeners the year you played at Tech.
I played
'67
through '70, I believe.
You were with Terry Bradshaw back then.
Yes, 3 years with him. He graduated a year before I did.
And Duck Man was there. Robertson.
Phil. Yes. One of my best buddies.
One of your best buddies. But good to see you, man. I know you got to go coach these kids, but. I didn't know you were going to be here, but I'm glad you did show up. I'm glad you coached it. I'm glad you're still doing it, man.
Thanks. I appreciate it. It's, you know, it's my pleasure to, you know, spend my time with these young men. That's what I love.
Ronnie,
I'm just fortunate.
Spot Ronnie Alexander. Something I was wanting to ask you. Oh, here's one, Coach, real quick. Who is the greatest slot receiver at Evangel? Out of Bachman, Trent Taylor, Philip Giger.
Well, that's a tough question. I'm telling you, I think you could choose any of the three, and you know, it's probably not much difference in any of them. They all were a little different.
Yeah.
But
they were all just great players. Really were.
And who was the kid that went to Kentucky that played for y'all back in the day? Now his son's playing in Calvary back.
Yeah.
Hermes. Hermes.
Yeah.
He was pretty good, too.
Yeah. But he didn't have the
takeoff,
the speed and the moves those guys did. But he was, you know, he was a special receiver.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
if you got the ball close to him, he was going to catch it.
Well, Coach, good. I know we got some Tech people listening, and I know the LSU people here are hoping they win 75-0 tomorrow.
But yeah, me too.
You too. I know you like LSU as well. Any thoughts about that coaching profession? You win, you lose a game, and everybody wants you out. You know, they want
yeah,
to get you out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough business. I mean, you know, I guess it where Bebe is, it's, you know, they pay them a lot, so they expect a lot. You know,
part of the territory.
Yeah. So
you're making that $7.5 million a year. It's
oh, I didn't know it was that much. I'm gonna ask him for a loan.
It's something, huh?
Yeah.
Coach, let me let you get out there with the boys. Good
okay.
seeing you, man.
Thank you. Nice
all
talking.
Right, all right, man.
We're gonna take a break when we come back. I'm also gonna share some more information about Josh Booty, who I ran into at the game. Hung out with Josh for a couple hours. He flew in from Miami, Florida. We'll be back with much more. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report with Lee Burkeen. We'll be right back. So, hey, guys, just wanted to take a minute to tell you about Harvey Autos. If you need a new or used car, there's three great dealerships right here worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Low prices, honest people. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. This is our final segment of the show today. Just some tidbits. I want to mention to people that Josh Booty flew in to see his two sons play. And, man, they're really great kids. They're only sophomores. They're both about 6'1", 6'1.5". Good-looking kids. Evangel Christian's got a really young team that's super talented with sophomores. I mean, the whole team is sophomores and some freshmen sprinkled in. There's hardly any seniors. They got a kid named Isaac Erickson, who's a senior, and a couple of other kids. But basically, this is a sophomore group. If these kids stick together in 2022 and 2023, they're going to be phenomenal because they're going to move down from 5A, 4A. They're going to move down to the lower classifications. And they'll be in a position to win state titles again, moving down in classification after this year with a phenomenal young group of players. But I had a chance to talk to Josh Booty. We didn't interview him, just hung out with him at the game, and he told me something very interesting. There's a football World USA team that's going to play in Europe. And they're putting together a team, and Josh Booty's going to be the quarterback. It's going to be about 6 months from now. They're going to take on a team in Germany. And the head coach is from, it's an old Ole Miss coordinator, Noel Malzahn. Remember Noel Malzahn, a big-time coordinator that was in the Pac-12 for a long time, too? He called Josh Booty. And at 46 years of age, Josh is going to quarterback a team that's representing the United States to play a team in Germany, which will be 6 months from now. And it probably will be televised. And at 46 years of age, he told me he finally will get to play where his two sons will be able to watch him play. They've never seen him play. Josh hasn't spent a football since his days with the Cleveland Browns and the Oakland Raiders, where he played in the NFL several years ago. I mean, we're talking 15, 16, maybe 17 years ago was his last pro experience in the NFL. But I hope you enjoyed the show today, and I hope everybody has a great week. Again, please, everybody stay safe. I want to thank our sponsors, Medin's Collision Center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Be sure to give them a call. I know there's going to be a lot of people that need repairs or paint jobs. You can call them. Locally, they're on Kincaid Avenue in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The Medine family, they're locally owned since the 1960s. Give them a call at 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Also, John Harvey Toyota. They're in Shreveport-Bossier City. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport-Bossier City. Low prices, honest people. Be sure to give them a call as well if you're looking for a new or used vehicle. And also, Treads and Care Tire Company. Check out their awesome new location in Central. It's a brand new location. Owner's Devin Holly. They've been in business since 1971. Go to the corner of Hooper Road and Park Place Drive in Baton Rouge. That's Hooper Road, Park Place Drive. Give them a call at 331-8144. And go to our website if you're interested in ordering the Preview Magazine, the South or North issue, or a digital copy. You can go to LAFootballMagazine.com. We will check everybody out on Friday. I hope everybody has a great Wednesday. Talk to everyone soon.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.